The Gaming Grunts present a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign, Storm King's Thunder.
Welcome, everyone, to Shroom Talk, brought to you by... Oh, wait, no. Sorry, that was a different episode. Storm King's Thunder, episode 30 of Storm King's Thunder, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts. Woo-hoo! When last we left our intrepid adventurers, they had approached the Cloud Giant Castle and proceeded to send in an arcane eye to do a little bit of scouting for them. During the process, they scouted the uppermost level, found a a bedchamber of some sort, and proceeded downward into the main body of the castle, and located what appeared to be a museum-y kind of thing of some sort, with all kinds of strange items on the walls, and are continuing to make their way through investigating this this castle using their arcane eye. So that is actually where we are. So what would y'all like to do? I guess for Sandswood's edification, so to speak, the airship is currently hovering in the clouds, far enough away from the castle to not be spotted, but close enough so that Hoff can send her arcane eye into the building. And so far, that has worked extraordinarily well. You've seen the bedchamber at the top floor of the tower. You were not able to identify the location of the conch as of yet, and based on the riddle, there was some indication that maybe that conch should be or was intended to be in the upper floor of the of that spire that contained the bedroom, but you did not find anything. Yeah, that's kind of where you are.
But there was a giant on the third floor, right? Sleeping in the bed or resting, right, or otherwise.
There was, yes. Yep. There was a woman, a female giant, sleeping in the bed. That is correct.
We are not in the action or something yet, right?
You're not in any kind of combat or initiative board or anything. No.
Okay, I'm talking to the team. I want to wild shape into a squirrel and hide in someone's pocket. Is anyone willing to do that? Seriously.
You are braver than me.
At this point, you guys are not actually in the castle. Just the arcana is.
Yeah, I'm discussing with things. So I don't need to be discreet about that.
So one of the things that we discussed last session, and when you were out, we decided not to do this because it kind of depended on using you, was I have a spell called Dimension Door, and I was going to basically, I think we're pretty much like a few hundred yards away or a few hundred feet away or whatever. So we're close enough that I could Dimension Door inside this tower, and I can take one person with me. Originally, we talked about me taking Lillian. She's kind of good at hiding and sneaking, but she's really bad at detecting magic. And we had only one person that could. So if we think it's okay and you want to do it, we could potentially,
give it a go. That limit of one person for a dimension door, is it... Why we have that restriction? Is that because of size?
The spell basically lets me effectively teleport 500 feet, and I can take one willing creature of, I think, medium size or smaller with me.
Okay.
But only one. And you have to be willing. And I do have 2 fourth-level spells, which means I can Dimension Door us both in, and as long as we stay real close together, I can grab you and Dimension Door out if things get really bad.
I see. So, yeah, I thought there could be a loophole that if I was shipping to something small, we can bring 3 people. But it's not like that.
I mean, that would be a giant ruling, because the stuff that's on me, my equipment and everything, obviously that goes with us. But if you're not my equipment.
and also, like, you can't cast detect magic or something when you're in a animal
form, wild shape, right? Form. Yeah, you'd have to.
I can change back. I mean, one thing is to be discreet. The other thing is if we.
He can also cast detect magic and then wild shape.
Yeah, but we'd have a pretty limited time because it only lasts for what, like a minute or
2 minutes?
10, I don't remember, but yeah. It's a concentration spell.
The other issue we'd have is how would he communicate with me in terms of like, oh, there's magic here. I mean, he could run and just kind of squeak if he's near something.
It lasts 10 minutes. It lasts 10 minutes, so not super long.
Yeah, not super long. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I'd rather be able to communicate with him because I don't speak animal.
I mean, yeah, one benefit is if we can bring one more, but we cannot be back as in 3 people because that means I need to wire shaving to something small and grab it. That'll be very complicated. So, but I'm willing to go as a druid, so to do something explorer, but that also means we are splitting the team, right?
Yeah, there's no easy way to do this unless we want to try to find a place to like land or bring the whole team from the boat.
Well, I mean, basically, there's like a few options to us, right? There is the Dimension Door in and try and find it and steal it. There is just land the airship completely visibly, make our presence known, and either fight and or convince our way out of it. Even though we've been told that none of them are going to give it up willingly. So it's something's still going to happen, I'm pretty sure. Or we do a sneaky approach that doesn't require Dimension Door.
I do have a Pass Without Trace prepared, but it's...
That's also the reason I wanted you to come when we Dimension Door it.
I see. Yeah.
The Detect Magic, is that a concentration spell as well?
Is it a concentration?
It is.
It is, but I can... Yeah. I mean... Pass Without Trace is...
I think it's also concentration.
Yeah, it's a 10-minute and 1 hour. So that means I cannot flip. I cannot do Pass Without Trace first, do the Detect Magic, and that will cancel without Pass Without Trace.
So if you were to Wild Shape and do something small enough, I would probably allow you to be considered
item,
you know, an item rather than a creature.
In that case, I can cast Pass Without Trace first and then wild shape into a squirrel.
I think detect magic though is actually the more useful
thing. Right, that's what we need to find the conch. If it's in there somewhere in a hidden chest or hopefully magically obscured, whatever. But my only concern with trying to weasel our way in to bring 3 people is getting out requires some really good timing in terms of not only do I have to grab whoever can't wild shape into something small, but somebody else has to wild shape into something small and be on my person in the time it takes for me to cast a spell, grab the other person, and Dimension Door out. So,
right.
You know, and depending on who that third person is, there'd have to be a really good, strong reasoning to why would we need this person? Because the more people we bring in.
I see.
Yeah, the more people we bring in, the more likely we're going to get discovered. And if we're looking for a third person to fight or something to help out, we should have been Dimensioning Door out already. So that's my thoughts, at least.
And also,
yes.
Go ahead, Bala.
Yeah.
No, no, and also I can keep an eye on you guys, and then like if you guys need a backup, I think probably we could just do a feather fall and just fall from the sky and come to that thing.
But by the way, you can talk to us.
Telepathically.
Yeah, I can talk telepathically.
But that's one way. A one-way communication, right? Is it both? I think.
Like, no.
Yeah, I can talk.
I can establish a connection.
Yeah.
But so I can just establish with only one person.
Like, right. So here's my thoughts. If we're really going to go down the path of like dimension and door in, and this is kind of laying out all of my plans. So I'm putting it all out there. So my thoughts are, if we're going to do this, we bring the eye all the way back up inside to that very top part and have the eye just keep an eye on the giant. We dimension door in to the lowest level, and we start there and work our way up. Of course, Bala has, or Toph has, a telepathic link with me. If you're going to be wild shaping in and out, I'd rather have the link. And then that way, if she sees anything, she can let me know, and you know, we can, you know, figure out what we're going to do. But the eye, you know, if the giant was to get up, start investigating, come downstairs, the eye would just kind of follow and you know, keep us abreast as to where it is. So we could either hide or just get the hell out of there. And then we'll start at the bottom, we'll work our way to the top. And if we get all the way to the top and we can't find it, we'll try to search the room with the giant in there as carefully as we can. And, you know, if, you know, shit hits the fan, we hop on out. And
so
you go to plan B.
In the meantime, I keep casting detect magic and every 10 minutes to be a magic detector all the time, and give you a hint if we find something. We found something. Is that the plan?
That's kind of my plan. Is if this is hidden and it's magical, that we, I mean, more than likely, whether it's hidden or not, the conch itself, I believe, is magical. I think that's what we were told. Am I correct or incorrect, or is that just an assumption?
You could pretty much count on the fact that it's magical. If it's
right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're looking for that specifically. If it's inside of a hidden chest or whatever, maybe the chest isn't magical, but it's like ornately made to look like a table or something else. But we're going to use the magic from the conch, hopefully, to lead us to it.
Okay, so detect magic can give me, wrong click, but detect magic can give me school of
magic.
Yeah, so do we know what we are looking for?
We didn't know.
Okay, basically, the other way is if it's a lot of magical items inside, then we will have another trouble. But
let me ask you this, John. Since I can dimension door, I don't know what school of magic dimension door is, but I'm guessing that any other type of teleportation or transportation type magic would be somewhat similar. Would I know what I think it would be based on what dimension door is to give us a clue?
Dimension door is conjuration magic.
Oh.
Let me give me a second to look up something here.
To be honest, if we see anything magic, I want to check it out, even if it's not just the conch. There might be something worth, I don't want to say stealing, but what's the right term?
Liberating.
Liberating. Yeah, we might want to liberate some magic items.
Okay. I should tell this to Judge. No, go ahead. No, it's a prosecutor, not a judge at all. But yeah, it sounds like a plan. I mean, if we immediately found there are too many magical things, maybe it's also a bad sign. It's a sign to go out. I mean, the worst case is we are surrounded by too many magical items, but still we can still go out and find other stuff, right? So
based upon what you heard about the conch, you kind of figure it's probably a similar school of magic, a conjuration magic of some sort. So okay. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Nice. So I'm becoming a magic detector, not portable magic.
Mobile.
Well, it depends on what you wild shape into.
I mean, do I want to wild shape into?
I would say to hold off on not wild shaping until we need it. Because
I can do it twice.
Huh? I know, but we may need it twice.
Yeah. I say you wild shape into a large snake, and just like you make yourself really straight, and somebody walks around and
fires from above,
waves it around. Kind of, you become a magical metal detector.
Yeah. Into L shape, like
that's right.
All right. Not doing that, but yeah.
Well, we will keep that in mind in case we change our mind.
Last session, we invented the FPV drone. Yeah. This time, we're inventing a magic metal detector.
I think your church worked.
Is it a magic metal detector or is it a metal detector?
It's a magic detector. Yeah, right.
Probably metal, but are we in agreement then? That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, I think
it's gonna go on a little side quest.
All right. So officially, what is the next action? You gonna continue moving around with this eye or what?
I am gonna ask Toph to bring the eye back up to the very top level, and we'll wait until that's done. If you want to hand wave him, move it back or whatever, that's fine. But my next action is once Toph gets the eye back and does a telepathic connection, then I'm gonna grab Sansword, give him a big hug and say, man, so glad you're back, and then cast my spell. Or maybe the reverse. I don't know if I have to hold him and then cast, or cast and then hold, but something along those lines.
I guess we'll be as silent.
A spell that only you know how to cast.
I don't know how it works. Kind of wing it. I'm not really good at this, but every once in a while I get it right. Yeah. I'm going to designate
Fox sign if we found something. It's a fox with rock and roll. Because we have to be silenced, so I'll give you a sign that I found something.
Yeah, you can just like nod or something. I'm going to be right there with you the entire time. Cool. I'm pinging the place on that first level inside the... Do you see it, John? Right there? Again? The first floor of the tower.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay, yeah, where all the masks were.
Yeah, that's basically where I'm targeting, because I don't have to be able to see it. I just have to know where it is.
Okay.
And I'm assuming since Toph described all this stuff, you said that was...
Yeah. I'm bringing the hive back to where the giant is sleeping, not to the topmost floor, right?
The topmost floor is where the giant is sleeping, I believe. Right here is the bed.
The second floor. Okay.
Yeah, that one's the second floor, the one with the double stairwell, and then the top was the one with the giant. Right, John?
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, got it.
And, yep. So that's the plan. You tell us when, where, and whatnot, and we can go from there.
Yeah, you're able to very easily get back to that first level of the tower without any difficulty. And wavy him.
Okay. So I's watching the giant. Giant's still sleeping, correct?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going up to the top level.
No, the eye is going to the top level with the giant. Yeah. And that's going to keep watch. Yeah. So right. Once it's there and Toph says, yep, giant's there. Giant's still sleeping. And obviously, as it goes back through all the stairwell, whatever, going back up, there's nothing else in any of the rooms. Nothing that's different than we saw. Once that, once all that's established, then I know everything's good like we saw it before. Then I'm gonna, dimension door in.
Yeah. You are easily able to make it up to the 33rd floor, the Arcane Eye, rather. Toph is able to get the Arcane Eye. With that, I mean, it's silent. It's, there's nobody around right now. It seems very quiet in the castle. And yeah, so you are ready whenever the arcane eye is watching the sleeping figure who continues to sleep. Okay. Yeah.
All right, then we're gonna dimension door over.
And it's just the two of you, right?
I cast detect magic first.
It's just the two of you, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Concentrate on detecting magic now.
Let me get you guys.
How big is the radius of? Oh, never mind. It's in the chat.
It's
30 feet.
Agador?
Yeah, but it would be blocked by any thick wall or something.
But if you were standing close to that pillar, that's why I try to get as close to it, but not too close. We should be able to see almost the entire room. I think it's, 20 feet or 5 foot squares, John?
Yep, I think we can do that.
Or are they 10-foot squares? I can't.
I think they're
20 feet in radius, so yeah, easily.
One square is 10 feet, actually. Yeah.
One square is 10 feet.
Yeah, you got to remember these are giant. This is giant scale.
Okay.
Yeah. So the smaller inside squares are the 5 foot squares. Okay. So.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll just it shouldn't be that much to us to walk around that column to see the whole room.
Yeah, 30 feet in radius, so still easy to detect the whole room. So it should be fun. But let me know when 10 minutes up, and then I'll depends on the scenario, maybe cast again. Oh my god.
And also, I telepathically tell Agador to look for traps as well, not just for magical things.
Look for traps as well.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. That's me. Even if you tell him. But yeah, no problem.
Oh, there you go. Okay, I'm having trouble with the controls here. I'm trying to put tokens on the map, and it's not cooperating.
By the way, I want to understand if I want to make sure I understand. So what's that quarter shape on the left hand side? Is that first floor?
I'm sorry, what on the right hand side?
On the left hand side, sorry. What's here?
Yeah, the room with the blue, so that's downstairs. If you look at the bigger section with the green, on, and there is a spiral staircase right here. That is below. Yeah, that's this stairwell right here. So yeah, it's a level down from their what they're calling, I think, level 4 or something like that.
Basement, yeah. If I
level 3.
Got it.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah. Basically, we're down a person, so we just decided to explore a little bit more to eat up the rest of the session time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Why? Okay.
Four square.
I mean, Lillian said just to teleport with Sanswood, and if you die, you die. But I was like, nah, we gotta wait.
Yeah, I always want to be a fighter as a in my druid career. So maybe. No.
Oh, there it worked.
Where am I? Oh, there. Yeah.
My plan was if I went in with you guys, I would
jump out
the window.
Feather fall.
Yep.
Yeah.
Works.
I can see my icon in the. Yeah. Is that first floor? Is that first floor? Yeah, I see another icon.
Sanswood could always jump out the window and then wild shape into a goldfish, right, John?
Right. Basically gods.
Basically.
All right, why?
I do see icons, but they are not together. One is 6 o'clock, No, what's that?
The ones that are out on the tower, the parapets or whatever. Those are Arakokra that are standing watch.
I see. I saw that. Okay, got it.
Okay.
And I see my icon nearby a pillar.
Come on. There it is. Okay. Just trying to get the icons there. All right. And for, I guess, for Sandswood's edification.
Just FYI, I can't control my token.
Of course not. They don't by default. Character actor.
I want to have a circle around me.
There we go.
Yeah. He can't. I have to do them one at a time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Thank you.
Characters.
Why are you doing the
not salamander? Sandswood. There we go. Now you should be able to move your.
Oh, wait a minute. Nice.
Okay. And this this room is a room that is just has tons of masks on the wall, with each one with different expressions on their face, different moods. They look like they're sized for a giant. There are about 50 of them, and they range in ornateness, but every one of them seems to be very finely crafted. It's just all different kinds of expressions, and there are many empty spots. So, you know, clearly there's an intent to continue to collect these particular masks, but
I look over at Sandsword, and I don't say it out loud, but I just kind of like mouth, are you detecting anything?
Am I?
Yes. You detect any magic?
I know. Am I detecting anything?
you're asking me. It's like, wait, you don't have
to
detect
anything. No.
You're asking John. You got it.
I'm asking GM, not you.
Yeah. No, I mean, these are very beautifully wrought masks, but none of them appear particularly magical. What is the radius on Arcane? Okay. Detect magic?
Radius
30 feet.
So I can really scan through the whole room, I guess.
Let's see.
Oh, but also while I'm doing this, I also carefully see if there are any physical trap. I'm also cautious on that because all the
make a perception check for me.
Yeah, I do think so. Where is my possession button?
What do I need? I need.
And I am standing perfectly still.
It's a trap that if you don't move. Wow, 15.
Yeah, you don't notice any traps.
Okay. Then
I got a question for you, Sandsword. Can you cast guidance on yourself, or does it have to be another person?
I can, but I don't know if it's a concentration.
I don't think it is, because it lasts for like that one turn or whatever.
Yeah, action. Sorry, it's been a while. Guidance. Yeah, it's a cantrip for me. And I do think I can. You touch one willing creature, I'm myself is a willing creature. So. Yeah, I can do cantrip. So yeah, you're right. So I'll remember.
I mean, not for now, since you already did perception.
I cannot do that. It's a concentration spell.
Oh, it is concentration.
Yeah, so I can do that before the first detect magic, but after that, I shouldn't do that in between.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. I didn't know if it was concentration or not. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, I noticed a C even resistant is the same one. I think they made it on purpose. But yeah, I can't.
All right. So you do not detect anything magic at all.
And notice anything physical. Okay.
And you don't see any physical traps, no.
Okay. What's next?
Okay, I think we're going to, as quietly as we can, start making our way up the stairwell.
I follow.
Yeah. All right.
Our characters have to be quiet, not us.
You start heading up the stairs.
Okay.
And you get about...
Yeah. Okay.
About three quarters of the way up the stairs.
Oh, wow.
You're about 10 feet from the top. These ceilings are about 40 feet.
Wow.
And at that point, your detect magic does identify something magical. There's the presence of two things that are magical relatively close to the stairwell, and they are give me a moment on the School of Magic, because it is not immediately obvious to me. I should know this.
No, sounds like good news.
Or they could be traps too.
But you don't know. I did not tell you that.
Yeah. Okay. Two auras. You sense the auras of two conjuration magic.
Okay.
Spots. As you begin. As you get toward the top of the stairs.
Can we tell where they are? Are they like part of the stairs or just like up in the room?
One appears to be pretty much right at the top of the stairs. Pretty close to, like, just off to the side. And the other one is also near the stairs, but closer to where... Let's see. It's the... one appears to be somewhere around here. And okay. One appears to be somewhere around here.
How big is it? Do I know? I don't know if that's... let me check. I should know, right?
You can use your actions if an area or aura around any via visible creature or object.
Can I use your actions?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
I can. Yes. I can. I can see how big it is. Yep.
You don't visually see anything.
Mm.
So you aren't getting a sense for the size.
Mm.
Even with the aura, it's not...
You can only the aura only applies to things that you can see.
You can use a see a favor. Yeah, visible creature.
Visible creature or object. Okay. Yeah.
I know there is something, but I don't know the range or the size of it. Yeah, I try to secretly use my hand gesture to talk to communicate with Agatha about this. If it's over there, it could be a trap that if it sends our present doing something, or it can be something we want to fight.
So there's two different
place. Two different things. Magical sense.
So a question, John, if he can point to me where they are, okay. If I cast Dispel Magic, do I have to be able to see it to cast it, or can I cast at what he's pointing at to try to dispel it?
If you dispel, would that break the magical item if that's something we want?
Because it says choose one creature, object, or magical effect within range. So if I'm thinking that there's something invisible there and I wanted to dispel the invisibility.
Okay, choose one creature. One creature, object, or magical effect within range.
Counter spell, right?
I'll say you can. You certainly try. There's nothing preventing. I mean, there's nothing really preventing it.
Yeah, the only problem is I've got three shots at, well, unless I want to burn my fourth level spell, which I don't because I need that for Dimension Door.
Okay, please keep it.
Yeah, so the question is which one do we try first? Do we go for the one at the northern side or the closer one?
The closer one.
Let's tell you what, I'm going to move my character to, I guess, about like here. I guess that's about the equivalent of coming upstairs.
I follow.
Yeah, this is just to put us on the same level as the stairwell or the second floor.
Yeah, it's just how you see it, but I don't know how to wait. Oh, what happened?
No,
I want to try to select my item. Okay, I'm roughly here.
Yeah, you're okay. The one that's here, John, do I need to move closer to be able to see it to do anything? Or can I cast from here? I mean, it's within range, but I just didn't know if this railing or whatever is kind of blocking me. Do we lose John?
Yeah.
Oh, we did lose John.
No. Yeah. Hi, you're muted.
All right.
There, you're back.
Yay.
Still going. That's nice. All right. It's a little worried that the recording was going to stop. Sorry about that. Clearly, my network is incredibly stable. I'm going to have to get a new. I think I decided this Eero mesh system is shot. It's not working right.
And oh, okay.
It just, yeah. So I'm going to have to buy a new mesh.
So
it sucks.
Yeah, we moved our characters to the second floor. We should be roughly in the same position we were on the stairwell.
Yes.
I don't know where you dropped off in the middle of our conversation, but
it wasn't until you were a little further up the stairwell that you really were able to sense, I'll say about there.
About the midway.
Yeah, I guess about there, yeah. Where you're able to really sense them. Based on both vertical and horizontal distance.
Right.
Were you going to try that dispel magic trick?
Yeah, I'm going to try to dispel the one that's like right here where I'm pinging. You said there was one just on the inside of this rail.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Assuming that's like a railing or whatever that just...
It's kind of a wall.
Okay. If I need to move like...
Yeah.
You know,
so there's bear in mind that's a staircase continues upward
right.
as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're... I think that's...
So the one that's here, is it...
On top of... Yeah.
Is it... Does it seem like it's in front of the staircase, and is it open underneath it, or is it, like, solid?
Actually, now that I'm looking at this... This area where you are now is actually... So you would have identified them more. So this right here is actually the landing for the...
second floor.
Yeah, I just started noticing that now. So
I start sense magic from here.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right around here.
And there's something we sense here, and then another thing that's like here.
Something here and something here.
Okay.
Okay.
So that far one I can understand because it's in range now. It's 30 feet, right? So that is about 30 feet. But this one is much closer to us. So I assume we cannot sense that due to the wall when I was a little behind.
Well, the ceilings are 40 feet tall as well.
Right. It's a combination of rising up to the
Okay.
You probably detected this guy a little sooner than this guy. I using the guy in the non entity
guy.
Yeah.
Guy. They.
Yeah. They. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me move over here, and I'm going to dispel whatever these pronouns are. This side here.
So yeah, you go ahead and you cast.
Maybe I shouldn't wait.
Dispel magic and Sandswood. One of the things you notice as soon as he begins to cast dispel magic, you will get off. You'll get off the spell in time. But the sense of the position of these two magic things begins to change.
Oh.
And they begin to very quickly move toward Agadir. And I want you both to roll initiative.
Was that Lillian laughing?
That was Alan laughing.
I cannot escape without you. How to roll? Panic mode. Initiative.
About the window.
Did I roll?
Yes.
You rolled a 16.
I rolled a 16. Okay. I don't see the turn order yet.
Oh yeah, let me.
By the way, but Ajay, I saw you roll 14.
Oh yeah, we've got to select our token.
Yeah, I need to start. I need to start removing the creature name. So ignore the creature name.
Yeah, I don't see creature name, but I have it has a plus.
Well, the first one you do, but don't look at it.
Okay. Try to.
Okay. Agadir, did you? Oh, you did. You did roll.
I did.
You must not have had your.
No, I didn't. I'll re-roll if you want me to.
No, but... I can okay. Add a. I gotta switch to the right layer.
I should follow. 15.
Nope, that's not you.
It's scary.
Just out of curiosity, does the eye see anything, or do we need to wait?
the eye.
Ah.
Oh, interesting.
There's a little bit of latency because the eye has to see it, then Toph has to see what the eye sees, and then Toph has to relay it to me. But
now the eye does not see anything in this.
So no. I'm talking about the giant. Like if whatever happens that.
The giant at the top is still sleeping. At least at this point. Okay. So oh, interesting. You don't see. Of course, you don't see them.
I won't see their turn later, right?
You don't see the. Yeah. Ah, interesting. All right. So, Agadir. First of all, Sandswood, do you say anything when this actually happens? I'll give you an opportunity to react to.
I wave it at my hand, saying like this.
And how do you interpret that?
I don't know, but
traveling.
Traveling, exactly. Traveling. Is that a tenured penalty?
My face is in panic. Not a smile for sure.
I so see. 10-yard penalty. Wait.
The real question is my back is to him. So if all he's doing is waving his hands around frantically,
oh, really?
Would Agadir even know? Yeah, because I'm looking towards where that spot was, so you're kind of behind me, but
You're making it very difficult, but yeah. Good point. I don't want to yell. So
the question is, do I see anything? I mean, I'm not deaf. No. You could whisper to me and I would probably hear it maybe, but
no, you do not hear or see anything.
I don't hear or see anything. So I cast a spell and as far as I'm concerned, it didn't do anything.
Exactly.
The spell does not do anything either. Okay. And I'm waving. Hey.
But I'm assuming I'm not being threatened by anything since I can't see anything. But so nothing happened.
No, nothing happened.
All right, I'm gonna turn and look back at Sansward.
Okay. Sanswood, what do you? You're up next. What do you do?
He just looked back. Yeah, you did not move at all.
I have not moved because I was kind of looking at you for a signal. I cast a spell magic. I was expecting something to materialize, and it didn't. So I'm looking back to you for some guidance. What's that?
They'll probably follow you, though. They'll probably follow you.
Yeah. How far is the first thing is about how far is it from Agador?
It is coming right up to it. It's basically it looks like it's getting into melee combat with him.
John, as you're presenting the layer.
Oh, that probably got messed up.
Yeah, when you dropped off.
I think that joined me as. Okay, hang on a second.
Yeah, we might have to start generating some AI art of a dead druid and a bard in prison.
by the way, how? What's the rule for polling anyone? For dragging him backwards. My point is to we are 15 feet away, and I have my speed is 25, so I want to do something and pull, drag him back to the skirt.
Oh, you want to pull me away from wherever it is?
Yeah, whatever. Let's make it further than to them to it to what I don't know.
So but basically, you're moving an ally out of it.
And then drag him away.
It would be a full action to pull him away.
And speed wise, is it? I can.
It partly depends on if he's willing or not. You'll still need to make some kind of an athletics check, just to see how well things work, but. Interestingly, because it's a forced movement, based on rules as written,
mm-hmm. No attack of opportunity.
No attack of opportunity, right. Yeah.
Is it a forced movement if he's willingly like walking along, just being
along?
I'm fine if I'm in attack range and he pulls me away and that causes an attack of opportunity, I'm not gonna to fight that just because I think that's fair.
There is also a size issue here. You're talking about a gnome physically moving
a half elf. I'm not big.
But a gnome is small. There's still a size difference there.
His strength is 10.
There's another issue, but that all comes out in the wash with the roll. So basically what I would say, you'd make an athletic check. I would have it as a disadvantage because of the size differential.
But
he is willing, so it doesn't take a lot, but it's not going to be the easiest.
Okay. I have a second option. So let me take a look into the. Yeah, I'm considering cast a wall of water now. You can see in the range. And so they are in melee distance now? I mean, the invisible stuff and and Agadir, are they in melee distance or close on range between?
They are moving up to him.
Okay, so not
they, yeah, they're quickly getting into melee range. Yeah.
Hey John, would it be fair to put their tokens on the board just to give an idea of where he's detecting them? I know I can't see them, but
but I can.
Yeah,
if he's got an idea where they are, just to.
I could probably do that. Yeah.
Without revealing what they are, but oh, I saw that. Okay.
You saw what?
In the chat. But, yeah.
Oh. There.
Okay, good enough. So for me, I'll walk here and cast Wall of Water, a level 3 spell to freehand to do something like this. The size, the length of the Wall of Water. It's duration. It's also concentration. So I lost
detect magic
water,
but
up to 30 feet long,
yeah,
10 feet high, and 1 foot thick. Okay. A ringed wall up to 20 feet in diameter, 20 feet high, and 10 foot thick. Okay,
can you change the shape?
can I? Should it be straight or can I? 10 feet too long, 10 feet high, 1 foot thick, or you can make a ring. Oh, 20 feet in diameter. Yeah.
I'd say that you can curve the 30-foot one. The 20-foot diameter one seems...
60.
It seems like it would also work. The inclusion of the 20-feet diameter, I mean, it feels like it's a 30-foot by 10-foot wall wouldn't have enough mass for a 20-foot in diameter, 20-foot high. So it feels like a special condition of the spell that allows you to do more than a 30-foot wall that's 10 feet high, right?
Yeah, I have to do a math, but yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, so I will say the curved, as long as you keep it to 30 feet, you can curve it, or you can do that 20-foot diameter circle.
Is there 10-foot squares? I think it's...
Yes,
I think the wall that you've drawn is a little longer than 30 feet.
Yeah, slightly. Let me see where the eraser is.
It's only nine and a half feet tall.
You're also kind of making an assumption that they can't just go over the like railing there.
We'll go through the wall.
Straight line from end to end is 20 feet. You could probably.
I thought there were 10 foot big squares.
Yeah, if small square is 6. But yeah, I can make it smaller. I can make it smaller.
Oh wait a minute, maybe. Oh yeah, this does show. Yeah.
Okay. I can.
According to this, the distance on the measuring tool should be accurate.
Okay.
Yep.
So the big squares are 20 feet or 10 feet. Excuse me.
It's pretty generous in how it rounds, but yeah.
Okay.
And that's correct with the token size as well. So that
looks like that works. Yeah, my bad.
No, don't worry. So I feel to be accurate is this would be 10-30, I guess. Am I allowed to do that? I mean that is.
Yeah, you could do that the curved wall, or you could do the circle around you.
Yeah,
either way,
I'm going to do this like this, exactly like this.
Okay. All right. Well,
test it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All water comes up.
And also, Charlie, let's go.
I know it's not my turn, but can I ask him, hey, what's going on?
Let's go. There are two invisible. I don't know what's that running toward us.
All right. Well, I can't do anything yet, but hang in there.
I know. So I'm shouting.
This conversation is definitely longer than 6 seconds.
You can try.
All right. Any rage attack. We're
whispering fast.
Fire damage spells.
Up to 10 minutes. I have 10 minutes for the wall, but it's a difficult terrain. The wall space is a difficult
terrain. Wall space is difficult terrain.
Might not do it, but that's my instinct. It's okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's your turn, right?
Yeah. Cast a spell. Yeah. I just want to make. Yeah. I also burn the spell slot. So yes. No detect magic anymore.
Did you cast another concentration spell?
Yes, it's a concentration spell. 10 minutes.
So your detect magic drops.
Yes.
So you no longer know where these things are.
Yep. So you can hide the layers if you want. Yeah, put them on a different layer.
We don't know where they are.
There
now.
Should be a way to hide rather than move layers, which is a little annoying. The problem is.
I mean,
yeah, the problem is I have to switch back and forth between layers.
the thing is, John, no matter what you do, I know what I'm doing on my next turn. Whether I see them or not, it's not going to change things more than likely.
The problem is, can we success? So, yeah.
Unless they're there and they can be visible and go to hand me a conch, then I know what I'm going to do. And something tells me that's not going to be their next move.
And Wall of Water is a... Is a concentration spell, right?
Yes, yep. It's a concentration spell. What's that? Oh.
Does a 15 hit you?
Me?
Sanswood.
No.
Even are you wild shaped or are you back in druid?
I'm not wild shaped. I'm
okay.
Does a 25 hit you?
Yes.
You take 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw for concentration.
Yes. Just roll a d20, right?
Yes.
10 or better.
No, plus constitution.
Yeah.
Plus constitution.
It's a con save.
And also I have adventure for that. I
Warcaster.
Oh, yes. Okay. So good. Well, that's
plus two. So okay, I roll again.
Yeah, that's fortunate because that last one probably would have failed.
Yeah, constitution plus two, so 17 and eight. Yeah, 8 would break it. So 6 HP.
Okay.
Okay, done.
You, Agadir, does a 20 hit you?
It absolutely does.
No.
13 points of bludgeoning damage.
13.
And then a second hit for 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
This should be fine, right? And you are unconscious.
13 and 9? No, I'm better than that.
13 I know.
Damage. 9 damage. Oh, I'm good.
Good. Wow, 4 hits. So we know we are being hit in total 4 times.
Correct.
Well, you
only got hit once.
I know.
Agadir got hit twice.
4 attack.
Yeah. All right. And so, Agadir, it's your go.
My go. I am going to cast Hug Sanswood.
What? No.
AKA Dimension Door.
Dimension Door.
Okay.
And put my ass right back on the deck of that ship.
No. Let's go.
And whoop.
This ass?
You appear on the deck of the airship. You appear to have survived your encounter with something. You have no idea what.
I GC the...
Especially if you didn't read any of the chat.
No, yeah, I ignored it. Hopefully.
I actively did try to not look at it so that I wouldn't even know.
All right.
That's what I like about having players who actually value... success and failure and the challenge of figuring things out is that they're okay without that they don't know.
Of course. Why not?
All I know is I got punched twice by some invisible shit.
I take out some berries.
And I close the door, please.
and I did not like it.
Berries and give Agatha berries?
Yes, please.
I lost counts, but yeah, I guess I still have a tons of berries. Yeah, let's eat it and back to fall.
Well, I assume as soon as you guys get back on board that we should probably make distance. Because they're, I don't know anything other than you guys came out and were like, ow, and then start eating some sandalwood berries.
Don't say that.
So I feel like we should leave.
But we have to get the conch, right?
Yeah, but you guys just basically stirred the pot and then ran away.
You still have one level four spell, right? Bring Lillian back into it.
Oh, no. My two level four spell slots are gone. One to get us in, one to get us out. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm suggesting we should reset at least for the day. Like, at least for a long rest. Probably, maybe try again the next evening.
So you want to just, sail away, maybe a mile or two out, just so we're we can see it in the distance.
Well, the things that we know about this place, right, is that they have Aarakocra stationed around the outside, that there is a sleeping giant in the tower that you guys just had a battle in. There is no reasonable way for us to approach this place again without just going to full-on war.
We still got the arcane eye, right?
Yeah. Well, how about
for a little while? Yeah. It's getting close to that hour. Got an hour duration. Okay. Yeah, I'm being kind of generous in the amount of time that, because normally it take a while to organize this sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're doing this pretty quickly.
Okay.
Well, I eat some sands with berries and go, that went about as well as a bard could expect.
Well, I guess from that perspective, with all of the noise that they've made, with the few moments we have left with the eye, do we see the giant moving at all?
Yeah.
She appears to continue to sleep.
We know it's sleeping, right? It's not. It's not like a dead giant.
It could be pretending.
Actually, make a perception check for me.
Someone may have to roll for Bala.
Oh, really? What happened? Okay.
Oh, he was...
Well, Bala was on his phone earlier. I'm assuming he was playing with kids.
I don't know. It's up on my phone.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God.
he doesn't even see the giant anymore, but it's right
could
there.
Could be sleeping. Could be dead. Could be
a pile of blankets.
All your care. You're not even sure it's actually a giant anymore.
Wow.
Weird angle.
It's a dragon.
Is that three gnolls and a trench coat? No.
Let's just say that he went to go to take a look at the giant right as the spell expired, so that glimpse wasn't enough.
There you go. Yes. In fact, that is exactly what happened. They ask you to check. You go to look, and before you can really sense anything, boom. Arcane eye.
Well done.
I think that's perfect.
Nice.
I like the idea of magic being like a microwave timer.
Spell drops.
I do have one.
Well, this bard is not going to make any plans on what we're to do next until the next day. So whatever you guys decide is in the best course of action. I obviously decide not the best course of action, so I will defer to the party.
At least we try and survive. It should be fine.
And I need some berries.
I feel like immediate term, again, we have basically just two choices, right? We either reset, try again some other time, or we do something dumb right now.
If you consider...
I'm putting my opinion on it, obviously, with it being dumb.
Do I get a vote?
I mean... If the bard was going to choose, he would do something dumb, but he already chose and did something dumb, so he's not doing something dumb twice in one day.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow's another day, and I'll do something dumb then.
I don't know you have quota for that.
I've got a dumb quota. And right now, I feel like I'm over it.
You should do something dumb first.
I did do something dumb. And you
Dude, he did something it. Really dumb whenever he picked his career.
Hey, man, don't mock me. I went to Bard College. What did you do? Ain't no Ranger College. You just wander around the woods and...
I was being real, living a real life.
Is Bard College kind of like Clown College?
It's exactly like Clown College.
Clown College is better.
those credits are accredited.
All right. So give, not working.
Give me, Agater, give me a. Give me an intelligence. Oh shit! Intelligence check. Or Arcana. Make it Arcana since you have a negative in your intelligence.
Negative.
Can I do both and you pick the better of the two?
No.
Arcana?
Yes.
All right. Arcana it is.
All right. That's close enough. This is fairly basic knowledge.
Okay. Clown College versus Bard College? I didn't think that was an Arcana thing.
That. Oh, no. That's not what I wanted. Come on. Why does it ask me to roll? I don't want to roll. There we go. When it comes to fighting invisible creatures, one of your go-to spells is Fairy Fire.
That is true, and I do know that.
I just want to make sure that from a character perspective, your bard would probably know this because you got it prepared. And you would have thought about, you would have thought in terms of that preparing it. Yes. So I just want to make sure that you, the player, are thinking in those terms.
No, I thought about it in the sense that you know, I don't know how many things were there, and there's only two of us. So I was thinking in terms of we're going to get our ass handed to us because I don't know what we're getting ready to fight.
Very true.
Get the hell out of there. And I really didn't want to risk, you know, say there was three or four creatures or whatever. I don't know. They all start pummeling me. I'm unconscious, and now Sandswood can't dimension door us out of there.
that would be another great option.
I did not have that option.
Yeah,
I considered it, but yeah.
At least we do something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that is that.
Yeah, my concern, John, to go down the Fairy Fire route is even if I cast it. And if it worked or whatever, because they do get a dexterity saving throw, which means it could fail, and I still wouldn't be able to see them. If there were enough creatures that attacked us, then I've wasted that one action that I had to get us the hell out of there, and I could potentially do it on the next turn, but that might not have been a good thing.
Yeah. You know? And while you own Sandswood only detected two creatures.
There could have been more.
Two locations. His magic does not cover the entire floor. So you're right. Yeah.
I'm going to play it safe, and I got one shot, and I said I knew we were going to get hit. So it's like if we make it through that round, I'm getting us the hell out of here. I appreciate the Fairy Fire, but just with the two of us, no.
Sure.
If the whole party was there. Yeah, I probably would have went the Fairy Fire round because I can't dimension door every one of us out.
I don't have similar things on my
And this whole mission was meant to be a stealth, get in, get the conch, get out, not get in, potentially fight something, potentially get past that, and then find the conch.
But we know it's not on the first or second floor now, right?
Well, we don't know what's on the second floor because we didn't get to move far enough in to see the other half.
Oh, you're right.
You dropped Detect Magic, and basically we saw just that little inside. So there could be something over by the table or that bench or whatever, but not today.
We also learned that as soon as you started casting Dispel Magic, they reacted.
Right.
Maybe the fact that you were casting a spell is a trigger. Also detect magic or something similar.
I think they just see us if they're invisible and standing there seeing anyone goes up.
Well, yeah, because you guys were walking up the stairs and detected their presence.
Mm.
And they didn't do anything until Agater went to cast a spell magic.
Yeah, there's still a few seconds.
Yeah, I don't know why they turned on us, but whether it was, you know, a spell trigger or a sound trigger, because the detect magic, or not detect magic, but the
dispel
was I think it's got verbal and somatic components, if not more, but yeah, verbal and somatic. So, you know, obviously I had to speak and wave my hands around and, you know, unless John wants to spill the beans on why they had, you know, decided to attack us, but it really don't matter. I mean,
you thought you heard one of them say, "You're ugly and your mother dresses you funny," but you're not sure. That could have been kind of just your, you know, white noise and your brain was kind of.
Dude, thinking, my mom died in childbirth. I mean, that's just horrible to say to me as a bard.
Oh, we're sorry. We should have stopped that. So.
That's all right. Agador's got thick skin and he's not very bright. But that is true to his backstory. I mean, he was raised by his father and his, you know. Yeah.
All right. It's not working, but nice. We need.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little worried that our tokens are still on that stairwell. I know we're back on the ship.
you underestimate my degree of laziness.
Yeah, I don't see the ship. I can't move my tokens to the ship. That's okay. I know where we are.
Well, we have to come up with another plan.
No. Everybody else but me has to come up with another plan. I'm eating berries.
Yeah, so
either way, right now, immediately, we should leave.
They're actually crunch berries.
I don't care what kind of berries they are. I'm out of this for now. I got punched by an invisible fist.
Oh, twice. Can I just what berry I can cast? That's an interesting thing. We'll see.
I'm assuming wherever we go, we're going to take a long rest.
Mm.
So we just need to figure out where we're going.
Yep. I mean, I guess this is a question for John. Is as we leave, does anything follow us? Does anything happen?
Make a perception check.
No. Willfully ignorant.
What berry you are?
Absolutely nothing is following you. You feel very confident that you are, that you are not being followed.
Is there any land or something that we can put the ship down, or we could just float forever? I guess I don't know if we need to even go anywhere. Just away.
I mean, you can hover. That's certainly something you can. And the crew. You've got an entire crew to manage the ship. Yeah, you know, you don't have to do all the, you know, the only time you have to do the flying is if you're trying to learn, you know, one of the skills.
Yeah, I think the downside of leaving, and to be clear, it's probably still the right choice, is like any element of surprise, I feel like, is lost. Like, there's no way that they're going to know that their guards stationed halfway up this tower at the top of their castle had people in it. Mm-hmm. And not be more aware of that fact going forward. So whatever plan we have probably needs to be a little bit more broader. Can't be as surgical, because you don't want to bring a knife to a gunfight.
Did you say a little bit more barter?
Broader.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was going to say the barter plan did not work well.
But yeah, I'm trying to think, because like, we know it actually is fairly heavily guarded.
Yeah. We only know we've been hit 4 times, so we don't... but 2 items, so yeah, we know how many of them for now.
By the way, I like this article you linked, because the top comment about what kind of a berry it is gooseberry.
Yeah. And
almost nobody knows what a gooseberry looks and tastes like, except me, because I grew up with them. My father used to grow them.
Ooh. Oh.
If you've never had a gooseberry pie,
no.
If you ever do, you'll find out what a rhubarb pie really wants to taste like. So,
when you eat it, no, John, do you feel like your hit points are going up?
It is very tart.
Okay.
Anyway.
So the magical things just showed up. They just appeared. They weren't there. Were they there ahead of time when you saw them?
They're invisible. So when the Arcani came through, they did not see them.
Right.
Mm. Now.
But when Sandswood went up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
He detected them before they started moving or doing anything.
But well, we never actually saw them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then when he went to dispel them, then at some point, you know, related to whatever action happened at that point, they began to move.
Punch
to,
me twice.
To attack. Yeah. So whether it was the casting of the spell or the fact that he was now revealed or whatever, you know, he was still now seen, you don't know, or just got close enough or
I firmly believe that they were two invisible half-elf rangers that also did not like bards.
Exactly.
Then they should just shoot you, not punch you.
Were they invisible? Were Agadir and Sandswood invisible?
No.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, they pounced at us, so can we observe what the mark they left on us to have any clue?
Yeah, do I have any bruising anywhere?
No. How big is this? Something like that. This is worth a perception check.
Make
right?
a medicine check for me.
Check. Okay, I can check. Where
I
is
feel
it?
Like it's got to be at least at disadvantage. I don't think you're often going to determine this.
It's not a disadvantage, but it's a really high DC.
Ralph? No.
Right? It looks like a turn.
It looks like what?
It looked like
it had. It was a creature of some kind that could hurt you.
That's right.
Thank you. All right.
So the obvious question is: could you dimension door to the top floor and not?
Yeah.
Not today.
Not today, but maybe.
And then we'd have to risk getting within 500 feet of the castle again, but if we want to try that tomorrow, you know, tomorrow I have my quota of stupid bard things again, so we can try again straight to the giant's floor.
True. We can do it all over again.
If you really want to, we could probably I could probably like land the ship, get everybody's attention, maybe even enough noise to get the giant to come out. And then while y'all are distracting them, I'll dimension door to the top.
And
don't try to fight them, just try to keep their attention, you know, down near the top. And then we'll go look around and maybe those more invisible things at the top that we can get the shit kicked out of us, and then dimension door back, and then we'll have a big fight on our hands and we'll have to like go away running and limping.
I feel like we're assuming some level of incompetency from this, you know, these aren't the storm giants, right? These are the cloud from these cloud giant in their castle in the sky. They were just broken into. And then the next day, oh, wow, where's this airship doing? Oh, they just want to chat.
I thought we approached them at night.
I mean, we did. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if we take a long rest, get everybody reset, and then come back the next day.
The next day or the next night?
Fly our airship. Hey, either way, right? Like, interacting with them a short period of time. Like, how many visitors are they getting up here, right? Come on.
So what you do is you land, you say, hey, we were chasing another airship identical to ours that we think came your way last night. But, you know, have you seen them? Or, you know, they might have been some thieves. Anything missing? You know, just doing some investigation.
Well, the person with the most charisma is the person been seen.
I mean, you know, if those invisible rangers that don't like bards are like talking to a sketch artist, then yeah, I'm up Schitt's Creek, but
I'm wondering if it's we should send the drone, the arcane drone, back in.
Like right now?
If Toph has the spell slots available.
Mm, yeah, worth to see.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's always worth like knowing what they know and getting additional information.
It's a psionic spell, like, so I can get through one more arcane if needed. I might have to burn some fourth level slots to get some.
We are going to low rest, so before that, why not do it again and reset? If you can do that, I mean.
But I think, are we all far enough? Like, or
maybe. We haven't left yet, right?
Yeah, no, yeah.
We're still discussing.
Yeah, we're going to leave. We can definitely do another cast to gather information before we leave.
Yeah, I like it too.
To be clear, though, we know that there are flying creatures on lookout, stationed on lookout. So our airship doesn't necessarily do us a ton of good in that specific scenario.
Mm.
So I think the second we see anything going south, we should go south ourselves even faster.
Okay, I'm gonna burn a third level spell to get 5 sorcery point, and then I'm gonna cast Arcane Eye again.
Okay, all right.
Why does everybody always burn spells?
Yeah,
don't you ever? You're burning a spell slot. You're burning the slot. Yes. You're not. Yeah.
Unless you're saying we're burning everything.
Bear. And berries.
I think the berries you gave me were even burnt.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's probably burning the berries.
Burning the berries. Yeah.
He's calling it. Tables
don't come through very well on the...
he's probably calling them cooked.
Yeah, the formatting on that one is...
Yeah.
Subpar.
But, and the good thing with the psionic spells is that like I could just cast with my sorcery points, which is cheaper. So it's like casting a third level spell for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, nice. All right. So, you're going to go ahead and recast Arcane Eye. Let me take a step back. Is this the next morning or the same day?
No, I think it's the same night. Right before we left.
Yes.
So we're going to do a scout to see what they know before we leave, and then we're still going to leave unless something dramatic happens as a result of this.
Is there a range on Arcane Eye? I don't think there is there? It's just it lasts an hour, and you can move it 30 feet? So, I mean, once he casts, we could start floating away while he moves it to...
Yep.
Because there's no range, it's just the time, so we could be on our way while we're using the Arcane Eye to scout.
Yep. Right, yeah, the only limitation Arcane Eye has is the distance it can travel in one turn.
Right, okay.
So,
it's an hour, 16 minutes.
So we can be an hour away by the time we're done scouting, if we want to.
Yeah. Those are how far?
30 feet.
It can move 10,000 feet in an hour. If it's
I was gonna do a little a little math there, but I knew the number was gonna come out to be.
It's 18,000, not 1,000. 18,000.
Ideally, in an hour, could we scout this entire place with the eye?
18,000.
18,000? Yeah.
Wait, what? No. Okay, so, no.
The turn is
600 seconds.
Right, what? Divided by 6 times 30.
All right. So you can move. Oh, 108,000. Okay, yeah. 100, yeah, yeah, yeah. What? I should. 108,000 feet. No, wait.
It's gonna be 108,
I forgot to divide by 6. 18,000. Yeah, I should trust the guy who majored in math.
Major in math, guy.
I just shut up.
So 18,000 feet is a little more than 3.5 miles, right?
I don't know. That's
5,280. So it's a little over 3 miles, not quite 4. 3.5 miles.
That part is not math. That part is the U.S. I don't know. I still don't get it.
That's a math. That's just dumb.
How much is it in Taiwanese feet?
We don't have feet.
Y'all don't have feet?
You do?
How do you walk?
The whole population with no feet?
Yeah, I'm special. I can come out because I have feet. No, it's not. But yeah, but I don't know how to estimate if we can search the entire...
No, I was just asking John if he knows how big this whole place is. Could we just theoretically say, send the Arcane Eye to explore every part of this?
Guess we can.
You probably have a pretty good shot at it. I mean, it's pretty big, but it's not that big.
I can do
it. Especially with the secondary casting... you can, with the secondary casting, if you ignored the stuff you've already seen so far, you probably have an excellent chance. I 108,000 feet's a lot. So
to be clear, I think we should actively not ignore the places we've been, though, because that's kind of what we want to
know. Yeah, I want to scout to see their reaction.
Yeah, what is their reaction is actually like almost more important than other things.
Yeah,
I'd say that the bigger problem is not the distance you're going to travel, but the time that the Arcane Eye is going to spend
looking at everything.
Looking at things, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to spend time in each room, figuring out, looking around, seeing what's there, maybe taking a closer look at some things or whatever. You'll be able to get quite a bit of it if you can get everything. I think it's probably very, very close.
John, I give you my formula on why we can do that, because I roughly think one turn it can do one square of feet. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, one square of feet, right?
It should be a square and a half, because they're 20 feet per square, and then.
Each square is 10 feet.
Oh, okay. I give up. I want to calculate how to transfer the distance, the length into.
I'm doing that math kind of in my head, and the distance isn't a problem.
It's the time you're taking.
Because you don't just travel through a room directly to the next exit and exit. You come in the room, look around,
and then by
scanning the whole thing, it becomes so for this so-called.
Oh, I see. If you go through each square,
goes through. So it's an area, and I feel per 5 seconds it can visit.
Can we just rasterize scan the entire place?
I think
at we can walking pace.
I can do that.
I do not think you would have that kind of time.
Yeah.
So
I think that ignores a lot of detail too.
True.
And the detail is probably what we care about more than anything. Like one thing that we learned in the last send out, which I don't think we ever repeated for Sansword, but on the top floor, up in the roof space, right, there was like an ornamental horse thing. What was up there?
Yeah. You're talking about
unicorn in the top of the tower. Yeah, like the unicorns up on.
Oh, the top. Unicorn mobile. I think that's what it was. Let me get that.
And we spent a lot of time talking about it.
Yeah,
and it sounded of some significance, and we did nothing about it or with it.
There was also a giant in that room, I believe. So
yes, there is also a giant in that room.
Yeah,
the chamber,
the non-elephant in the room.
The chamber's conical roof reaches its apex 60 feet overhead. Hanging from the rafters is a bizarre merry-go-round, which is made up of 7 stuffed pegasi hanging from a ring-shaped track made of steel. And it is turning such that the winged horses glide overhead continually in a counterclockwise direction.
As I'm eating the berries and we're talking about this, I'm like, I bet you that one of those pegasi has a conch stuffed inside of it. And then I continue eating berries.
But I think we've already learned that this this bard is not terribly intelligent.
No, he's not. But he is intelligent enough to realize that the last session we had, we ended it with a damn arcane eye exploring, and this session we're about to end with the arcane eye exploring. Again.
Yeah, but this time your ribs are broken.
They're not broken, they're bruised. Leave me alone. I'm eating my berries.
Yeah, and it's getting better when he's eating it.
Little bit. Now it's just a pride hurt thing. Now
something about every game's mechanics of health is like, as long as you have greater than zero, you're fine. You hit zero, you're dead.
It's binary.
Some games try to improve that by reduce your maximum health, but to indicate you are not fully.
I play a lot of Tarkov, and the way Tarkov handles it is like you actually lose your limbs, and like you can't aim well, you can no longer run. Or when if you get your stomach blasted out, you become really hungry and thirsty, which, you know, I don't know about that one.
There have been attempts at doing similar things for D&D. It's just that's not the kind of game D&D is.
Yeah, I think it really would fall apart. Most fantasy games that try and incorporate that stuff become brutal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because actual warfare is brutal.
The more popular thing I think that still is around a bit is fumble charts. So if you roll a natural one, you roll on a chart, see what happens, and you could hurt yourself. You could hit a nearby ally. You could drop your weapon. You could break your weapon. You could, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that. But most people don't use it because it adds unnecessary complication that doesn't add much in the way of value to the game.
Yeah,
at least most people feel like it doesn't. We are not here for reality, you know. So anyway, casting Arcane Eye, sending it in as you begin to move away further to take the, you know, take your long rest. Is that right?
Yep.
Is that your plan? Okay. And go ahead and you send the Arcane Eye back. Are you going to basically head back to where you left off?
I don't think we're going to leave too far away, are we?
Far away enough so they won't.
I mean, we're not going back to Everlund or anything. Is that what you're asking, John?
Oh, no, no, no. You're going to send the... Where are you going to send the...
Arcane Eye to start.
You're going to set it to where you left off?
Pretty much, I try to see, we need to check, if there are any commotions inside the building or outside the building, too.
I think we went through the window of either the top floor or the second floor. I can't remember which window we went in.
Yeah, you went in the window of the castle. The tower, you actually went in at the bedroom level at the top.
Okay.
And then you worked your way down, you came out into that grassy area, and then you moved down
the stairwell.
That's the you know. Do you want to follow that same pathway?
That makes sense to me. I don't know if the party agrees, but check on the giant.
Yeah, I think that makes sense to me too.
Yeah.
Okay. You take that same path much quicker this time because you're really not looking to analyze things. But it appears nothing has changed. That was weird. Alan?
Do we lose Alan?
Whatever this thing is called is very, very buggy right now.
Row 22, a row 20, row 20.
Yeah.
Meet is
meat.
Google Hangouts is freaking out.
Yeah. Zoom likes to tell me that my internet is unstable, and I keep telling it that My internet is much like me. All right.
We're also six past time, John. I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, I was going to say, you make it down to that that same hallway that we began this episode in without encountering anything new or different or surprising or unusual. Well, I don't want to say unusual because a lot of this is unusual. And you make it to that hallway, and that's where we'll end today's episode.